And now, Gloria Lynn, and I wish you
goodbye. No use leading without him. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye.
Will you please, a beautiful song.
No. I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade. You health and more than wealth. I wish you love. When snowflakes fall, I wish you
Buffalo, John Zack reporting for the Citizens Central Bank with offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York. A 14-year-old West Seneca boy died tonight when he was struck down by a car near his home. Police identified the victim as Daniel Walter Smith of 201 East and West Road in West Seneca. Smith was pronounced dead on arrival at Mercy Hospital. The driver of the car, 45-year-old Clifford Franklin, a 45 Newbauer in West Seneca, was not charged in the fatal crash. Governor Rockefeller said today his 1964-65 budget is running into trouble because of increased costs of education and slower growth of the economy than he anticipated 5 years ago. He suggested a solution might lie in a broader tax base for local school districts rather than an increase in state income taxes. The governor said he was optimistic that his view would be embraced by persons who, in his words, realize their communities must accept their own responsibilities. His remarks were delivered today to more than 300 delegates to the Legislative Conference of the Federation of Women's GOP Clubs of New York State. Legislation which would prohibit off-duty policemen from carrying revolvers has been introduced in the state legislature. Senator Jerome Wilson, a Manhattan Democrat, said his measure was prompted by the fatal shooting of an East Harlem youth, Francisco Rodriguez, in Yorkville last Tuesday morning. Wilson said the purpose of the measure was to correct the problems involved in off-duty policemen carrying loaded, concealed weapons when they have no specific assignment to carry them. He said his measure was not a judgment on the particulars of the Rodriguez case. Wilson said that he would exempt policemen in his measure from the grade of sergeant and above, and would urge that all off-duty officers carry a badge for identification. Stand by for this one from Los Angeles. Dean Torrance, popular rock and roll singer and member of Capitol Records' sensational team of John and Dean, admitted today he knew in advance of the Sinatra Jr. kidnapping and also received some of the $240,000 in ransom money. Bill Angel in Los Angeles has the story.
A startling development at the Frank Sinatra Jr. kidnap trial in Los Angeles today. Rock and roll singer Dean Torrance said he knew in advance of a so-called kidnapping of Frank Sinatra Jr. and received some of the $250,000 ransom money. Torrance made a dramatic appearance on the witness stand to make changes in earlier testimony in which he denied knowing in advance of the plot and of receiving any of the ransom money. Dean is the other half of the singing duo known as Jan and Dean. For WKBW, this is Bill Angel in Los Angeles.
In the UN, reports say the six non-permanent members of the UN Security Council have agreed to seek a solution to the Cyprus crisis. The agreement came today following collapse of Secretary General Outaugh's private mediation efforts. The Organization of American States, meeting in Washington, D.C., has charged Cuba with aggression in Venezuela. And finally, in New England, searchers are still looking for an 8-year-old boy missing from his Epping, New Hampshire home since Saturday. The weather after this message.
The bank with the big difference is Citizens Central Bank. Featuring exclusively daily matic interest from day of deposit to day of withdrawal on your savings.
If you're one of the folks who do not have a checking account and have finally decided to check into one, Citizens Central Bank has a money manager checking plan for you. Besides gaining all the benefits derived from using your personal check to pay bills, you'll find a money manager checking account at Citizens Central Bank costs you less, only 10 cents per check. Open your own checking account today and start enjoying the many conveniences. It's the most sensible way to transact your business. It builds your banking reputation and provides all the receipts and records you need just about now for tax purposes.
Remember, your savings earn interest every minute, every hour, and every day. At Citizens Central Bank. Offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
The official KB weather forecast for this hour, fair and frigid tonight. Low ranging from near zero in the city to 10 or 15 below zero in rural sections. Tomorrow, some light snow with a high near 25. Present KB reading at 12 degrees. Humidity at 71%. Winds are from the south-southwest. At 7 miles an hour, Buffalo driving conditions are good. This edition of Fall Speed News brought to you by the Citizens Central Bank with offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
Repeating the K big story of the moment.
Car kills West Seneca boy.
Live it up, laugh it up on the even newer Joey Reynolds Show.
Hello.
What's the first thing that turns green in the spring?
Christmas jewelry.
action of the Joey Reynolds program on a Monday night from America's great independent radio station. And you often hear radio stations say, one of America's great. Well, this is the one they compare it with. It's 5 minutes before 11 on the standard of comparison, Cadillac Radio KB.
Oh, shut up.
What's wrong? What?
Always blowing your own horn.
Which reminds me, can I borrow yours?
See, you don't even know how to blow my horn. Now, come on. I'll show you how. Now, you take this, and you go... Oh. Like that. Now, you get the scene?
Yeah, I got it. All right, now, hand me your horn. I'll try it.
Sizzle. Oh, I can't. I don't have... You don't have any strength. You gotta have strength of character. All Southerners does. You know they does.
Yeah, I
you know, you got a lot of hot air. You should put it behind the horn. Go ahead now, like this. You know, that horn doesn't have any hot air at all. I'm a Southerner, I'm straightforward, and all the air comes up when I want it to, and it does what I want it to, like...
Do you do the Harry James Kleenex test?
Shut up, I'll slap beside your head. All right, I'll cuff you one. All right, here. Now, let me try the horn once. I'm getting all out of breath just watching you.
I wonder why.
Every time I have a sore throat, you do, too.
Hey, that's strange.
Yes, it is. Let me try this.
You don't even sound like my Schwinn bike.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me have the horn. I'll show you how to do it, Stuffy. Oh, that's wild. Hey, that's why. I wish I could blow the horn like that.
Someday, if you learn how to blow the horn, I make you a colonel. Yes, I will. You have your own camel to ride through stations with.
You mean to bother disc jockey?
Yes, sir. Bother all the VIPs. You have your own camel, you drive through, you say, charge! Like that, and you blow your horn. And you could be, someday you'd be a general. Maybe you lead the whole forces. First platoon, second battalion, up, mount.
Oh, no, no. General, no. No, don't charge me, not.
I got you, boy. Part of my job. The dog will rise again.
About 2 or 3 feet.
Come on now. Everybody mount. Is you ready?
Now, General, wait. You've charged me so much, you ought to have a credit card.
Charge!
From the Grooveyard.
Another KE classic.
We've been friends for oh so long.
Little Eva.
I let you share what's mine.
From Uncle Tom's cabin friend.
But when you met us with the boy.
When a song ends, it ends. When I start talking, take it out. It's 11 o'clock. I'm sorry. I have to instruct. Don't wave your cigar. Hey, Artie, there's a cigar in your ear. Oh, you can't hear me. You've got a cigar in your ear. Well, it always worked before. Mother loves it. I just have to keep telling it over and over again. There's a banana in your ear, Art. Art. You think I'm joking, friends? I want to tell you, he's got a tomato in the other one. That's what makes it worse. He doesn't know whether he wants a garden of fruits or vegetables. You know? Well, anyways, it's 11 o'clock on KB Radio, and I want to tell you about an exciting Beatle book offer. This is the Beatle book for all of America and the United States. We don't separate Canada anymore. We call it America, and this way it means both America and Canada, or United States and Canada. But I want you to buy the WKBW Beatle book. This is a complete Beatles story in here. It's a 32-page book about the Beatles and Beatlemania, and you will find a center fold-out page, you know, in full color with autographs of the Beatles, of all five Norks. Oh, I'm standing next to them. 65 other photos in this book. Now, incidentally, this autographed picture is the only one available in the U.S. Biographies of John, Paul, George, Ringo, how he grew his nose, how they started as a group, fan club news, you know, stuff like this. All pictures are suitable for framing. There are only $1. Now you send your dollar to Ringo Starr's nose, or stuff it, WKBW Buffalo, New York. No, send it to Beatle Book, WKBW Buffalo, New York. Send your $1 to Beatle Book, WKBW Buffalo, New York. If you live in Canada, add 25 cents for foreign exchange. That's right. Now send $1, friends, to Beatle Book, WKBW Buffalo, New York. That's $1. Beatle Book, WKBW, Buffalo, New York. Now, this offer is limited. It's for a limited supply only. This is the first printing and probably the last. Now, you'd better hurry and send your offer of $1 to Beatle Book, WKBW, Buffalo, North.
The last of the great Chinese gum chews is on the air.
Listen for the adventures of Charlie Chew every hour on WKBW Radio, Buffalo, New York.
The hounds around.
Have a good night, baby.
Radio. The hounds on tonight. And we're well. And back again with Hound Sounds tonight for all the pretties and all the cats who dig the sound of the hound tonight.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
And tonight, Hound Doggers, tonight from the Blue Room, we'll set out the sounds going out to Diane from Bobby, going out to Al from Sam, and who really cares.
In the country, the newest in the world, the Mojo Workout.
Yeah. the Mojo Workout going out tonight as we send out the sound tonight with the sound of the hound going out to Andy from Connie, who will send us out to all the cats and all the pretties who are wailing on the street tonight, man. And it's now 7 minutes after 11 o'clock for the time and temperature jockeys all across America that who care about their watches and thermometers and 12 degrees of temperature. And we rock and we roll tonight. Oh, yeah. And we put them down tonight, Dad. We got the little records with the big holes, and we got the big records with the little holes, and we make the sound of music tonight. Beautiful music from 1520 WKBW in Buffalo. Oh, stand by for Stan Stachyshynski, man, in the Polka Beehive. I'm coming a little about 8 or 9 years. Yeah. Hello, my man, Johnny Money, Johnny Cash, and understand your magic. Yeah?
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
Oh, we're pretty for the people.
I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talk. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you old man, I'm tired of your bad mouth.
Understand your man on radio. Yeah. WKBW in Buffalo. And you go with the sound of the hound tonight. And it's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. And we send this one out to all the cats and the pretties too tonight. And the great George L. Put them down on the little records with the holes. Yeah.
Oh, another hound sound. And we've got U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, LS Yellow by U.S. Bonds. Remember, you heard it first on the station with personality. Yeah. And it's 13 minutes after 11 on WKBW in Buffalo, America's truly great radio station. And we send it out tonight. Those sounds tonight, Hound Doggers.
Happy lonesome sounds going out to all the Hound Doggers who are digging the sounds tonight of the great George Ellis. And don't forget, Hound Doggers, to write in. Oh, yeah. You got to whale on this book offer because it's for a limited time only. You got to write in to book WKBW Buffalo, the Beetle book, WKBW Buffalo, and send $1 in hard, cold, yeah, bread. You know it, Daddy. Yeah. You send that bread in, $1. If you live in Canada, you add another quarter for a skin flint, and you add that with the dollar, and you send that to Beetle book, WKBW Buffalo, and you'll get the complete Beetle story, the whole sordid mess, a 32-page book, and you got to have this. It's all about the Beatles and Beatlemania and the newest disease to hit the country. It includes autographed pictures. Oh, yeah, photos. Yeah, like the old ones, Dad, like the ones you used to have hanging around in the centerfold. This autographed photo is the only one available in the U.S. It's got an autograph on it, man. Roy Rogers signed it. 65 other photos you find in the book, man, and biographies of John, of Paul, George, and Ringo, and how they started as a group and their fan club, and all the pictures are suitable for framing. You can put them on the wall and look at them, you girls. Send $1 to Beetle Book, WKBW Buffalo. That's all you got to do, chicks and pretties and all you hound doggers. Send $1 to Beetle Book, WKBW Buffalo, and you'd better hurry because the supply is limited and Hound Dog is getting tired. Yeah.
KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Right. Starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sapler's stores with free KB Fortune Cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB Kooky Fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sapler's with KB Fortune Cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for a kooky fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Oh, yeah. And for the watch and thermometer gang, it's 12 degrees on the sound of the Hound. And if you would like anything you hear on Hound Dog Play tonight, all singles played on KB Radio anytime, plus KB Classics. Oh, yeah, there. $1, Dad. That's all you got to do. You send $1 plus postage and handling to Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York. You add 25 cents for Canada, as usual. That's becoming procedure. To Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York, Hound Doggers. And that's all you got to do. You can have any record you hear, including the sound of the Hound. Yeah. And tonight, we tell a sad story of a pretty who was standing in the hallway as her guy left her. And there she was, saying to herself that she was going to go on without this fella. He was a mean cat. Never had any bread, but never wail on the street.
Don't be concerned.
She goes on then.
It's time I've learned.
Oh, pretty for the people tonight, Timmy.
That those who play with fire.
They get burned, yeah, they do.
Get burned.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be all right.
Little room music.
In a little while. And you'll be permanently lonely. Pity me.
11 degrees in Buffalo. John Zack reporting on behalf of Radio Free Europe. Stand by for this shocker from West Seneca. A 14-year-old boy was killed tonight when struck down by a car on East and West Road between Union and Orchard Park Road. Dead on arrival at South Buffalo Mercy Hospital was Daniel Walter Smith of 201 East and West Road. He lay dead at the hospital for over 2 hours before being identified. He's the son of Walter and Evelyn Smith of the West Seneca address. The driver of the car, 42-year-old Clifford Franklin, of 45 Newborough, West Seneca, was not charged. In national news today, the 6 non-permanent members of the UN Security Council have agreed to try to find a peace formula for the crisis on Cyprus. They met for 6 hours this afternoon after Secretary General Outant reported a collapse of his mediation efforts. A spokesman said tonight the countries will use their influence with Cyprus, Britain, Turkey, and Greece to break the stalemate. The deadlock involves Cypriot insistence that the 1960 treaty that created the country be set aside. The full council meets at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, and the 6 non-permanent members plan another session after the council meeting. There is strong possibilities today Todd might explain the failure of his week-long talks to bring a settlement. Todd has suggested a U.N. safeguard for the independence and territorial integrity of Cyprus, a 10,000-man peace force for the island, and the appointment of an impartial mediator to work out a permanent settlement. Well, meantime, Archbishop President Makarios of Cyprus reportedly is considering going to the UN General Assembly to try to overrule the 1960 treaty by which Greece, Turkey, and Britain guarantee Cypriot independence. It's this treaty that UN Secretary General Todd wants to invoke in the proposal for Cypriot peace he's trying to work out through the Security Council. Elsewhere overseas, hecklers chanting, "Hands off Cyprus," greeted Prime Minister Douglas Hume when he arrived today for a speech at Glasgow, Scotland. Douglas Hume said later that Greece and Turkey would be at war over Cyprus if Britain had not intervened. A fact-finding committee of the Organization of American States charged in Washington today that Cuba has promoted subversion in this hemisphere and committed political aggression against Venezuela. Venezuela demands that the OAS meet to consider action against Cuba, and the meeting may be called next month. The Texas Supreme Court has denied a defense appeal that persons who saw Jack Ruby kill Lee Harvey Oswald on television be disqualified for the jury trying Ruby. All 3 of the jurors already accepted said that they saw the shooting on television. In Los Angeles, singing star Dean Torrance did an about-face in his testimony at the Sinatra kidnapping trial today. In the morning, Torrance said he did not know the kidnap plot in advance, but later he said that he did and that he made up the earlier testimony. Back in Washington, the government has halted sale of the anti-depression drug after associating it with 15 deaths, including 6 in this country. Distributors of the drug called Prenate say that it's being used at about 3.5 million persons around the world. Meantime, in the nation's capital, a Democrat acting as chairman of the Senate Rules Committee said the investigation of Bobby Baker is heading for its finish. Senator Howard Cannon of Nevada used the word absolutely in saying an end is in sight for the study of Baker's business activities while he was Senate Democratic Secretary. But meantime, a Republican senator disagrees, and that was Senator Hugh Scott. Jim Randolph in Washington has details on that story.
Bobby Baker's return engagement before the Senate Rules Committee could slow the proceedings to a virtual halt if he takes the Fifth Amendment, as indicated in previous questioning. But there's no lack of more talkative witnesses. Republican Senator Hugh Scott of Pennsylvania gives this outlook.
I want to ask the I would think that somehow between a house and 2 days of those people have to be heard somehow. It's totally irrelevant. Sometimes it's merely name dropping or something of that sort. But we are going to discuss the number of witnesses, roughly, and the kind of testimony to be received after we've had a full meeting.
WKB News from Senator Scott of Pennsylvania. Jim Randolph in Washington.
Finally, Cook County authorities near Chicago threatened to arrest anyone preventing children from attending classes tomorrow during the Chicago school boycott. The warning is not aimed at parents who keep their children out, but at persons who try to ban, block, or intimidate children seeking to enter classrooms. The weather in a moment.
This is Cheryl Conway. Remember, the Iron Curtain is not soundproof. Radio Free Europe gets the truth through. Send your contribution to the Radio Free Europe Fund, Box 1964, Mount Vernon, New York.
The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour, fair and frigid tonight, low ranging from near zero in the city to 10 or 15 below zero in rural sections. Tomorrow, some light snow with a high near 25. Present KB temperature at 11 degrees, humidity at 73%. Winds are from the south-southwest at 5 miles an hour. Buffalo driving conditions are good. This edition of Fast Beat News brought to you in cooperation with Radio Free Europe.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
West Seneca boy killed.
Hughes alive at 15 and 45. Then, Joey Reynolds.
Hello.
What's metallic and the same size as a racetrack?
A 4 million pound paperclip.
Swiss Chop and the album, one of the most popular. Also, Roll Over Beethoven. Get that out a little later on again if we possibly get a chance. Close Your Eyes, one of the most popular. It's 27 after 11 on KB on a Monday night. Joey Reynolds to the radio.
WKBW presents
the KB Community Billboard.
WKBW. I almost got fired in Hartford for singing the Community Billboard one night, but I don't think they fired me here for that, so I'll try it. The Sons of the American Legion, Post 1672, will sponsor a dance on Friday, February 28th in the Post Club Room. That's in East Amherst, starting at 7:30 p.m. If you can't possibly make it, go there, please. There's no rhyme. The youth groups of Temples, Betham, and Beth Zion will reopen their Green Inferno Coffee House on Saturday, February 29th, for one night only, from 9 till midnight. If there is anything you'd like posted, just mail it to Billboard KB Buffalo.
One. Grand opening. opening this week of a third Mike's Giant Submarine Sandwiches, corner Elmwood and Hodge. Big grand opening with free records, theater tickets, and hundreds of other giveaways for Mike's sub-hungry customers. Two more Mike's in Buffalo, too. Mike's Maine in Chippewa. Mike's 2862 Delaware in Kenmore. Open 7 days a week into the wee small hours. Latin subs served every day. Grand opening this week of the new Mike's Giant Submarine Sandwiches, Elmwood and Hodge. Now open for delicious business.
It's 12 degrees officially on KB. I'd like to imitate one of America's favorite disc jockeys. B. Mitchell Reed is his name. He's in New York. If I may do my impression of him tonight. All right. It's 24 hours a day. We're swinging around the clock, baby, with these 12 degrees officially. Matt Havel right now. 12 degrees. Check temperature 27 after 11 o'clock. We're going to leave Lou Sago around here. Number 12. Number 12. We're ready to go. Yes, he does. Friend of the singer song called Sink on the BMR. Be much a rethink of fairness.
Before you leave me,
he's out of a job.
For somebody new.
Talk his way out. That's usual. That's what I usually
do. Make you with your heart, your mind, not fooling you. Think if there's another.
Thank you on WKBW in Buffalo. Did I say something I shouldn't have? Did I say Pimple? That's my habit. When I had that war with Brenda Lee, I lost. Remember when she invited Danny and I to her house for dinner in Nashville and it burned down the next week? And remember that? And we were in Syracuse, and there she was in Syracuse with us, and she was very nice. And we loved Brenda. Brenda, I made up with her. Remember when I used to say that she had Pimple and a blue dress? Or when I said, you know, if you just missed Brenda Lee, she just left, she had a pimple and blue dress. Remember that? And I got in all kinds of trouble for 2 years. You remember that? And then she came here to KB and saw me. That was when I was at another station. And she came to KB and saw WBNY, which is no longer there. They were owned by WMCA, the people in New York. But anyways, Brenda was there, or here rather, just a few months ago. It was in the summertime, and we saw her, and she apologized. It's 11:30. I tell her, I said, you'll have the pleasure of seeing me again. It's the sports scoreboard on the air in the half hour, 11:30 on KB Radio. Hey, Artie, why don't you get that Boston and Detroit score? Well, I'm reading this, all right? Ask John what the Boston and Detroit score is. Kansas City officials have accepted Athletics owner Charles Finley's offer to sign a four-year console for the municipal stadium. That's a lease. Finley says he will arrive in Kansas City on Wednesday to sign the agreement. British and Empire heavyweight champion Henry Cooper has successfully retained his titles. 15-round decision over challenger Brian London in Manchester, England. The win also gives Cooper the vacant European crown. Boston Red Sox outfielder Gary Geiger is reported in satisfactory condition after undergoing surgery for a bleeding ulcer in the St. Louis Hospital. Now the latest scoring at Boston, 113, Detroit 115, which means in the NBA game tonight, Detroit took Boston 115 to 113. That's because Detroit had a higher score than Boston in that game, and that was the high score that we're reading to you. It was the only game that happened because it's the only... I see. Detroit beat Boston 115 to 113 because Detroit had a higher score. Now, if Boston had